الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم: ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When Allah tabaraka ta'ala had created his creation, Jannat, and he had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat, and then he created Shaitan also, jinn. He was, at that time, he was not a Shaitan, not known as Shaitan, not known as Iblis. He was a jinn, a leader of the jinn, created by Allah Ta'ala, but he lived with the Malaika. And his name, like the names of the Malaika, Israfil and Jibreel, his name also was on that pattern, Azazil he was. And he was making Allah Ta'ala's ibadat so much that there isn't a span of a hand anywhere where he did not make sajda. So much of Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. And together with that, he had so much knowledge of all the shariats, even what we call the fine print, the juziyat, that also. And he had marifat of Allah also. He knew Allah Ta'ala so much that when Allah was very angry with him, that when he did not make sajda, he did not obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah was very angry. He made dua to Allah, and he knew he had marifat, he knew Allah, that at that time also Allah's anger does not overpower Allah. Allah is free from what is called infial, of these qualities overpowering. That Allah Ta'ala is very angry, now he doesn't know what he's doing. Na'uzu billah. So he, at that time he made dua, and he said, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Ya Allah, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. What a dua also. That till the day of Qiyamah I must live. Allah accepted his dua. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, had he made the dua, Unzur ilayya, the same words. Arif, Noon, Za, Ra. Anzirni ilay, anzirni. And he should, Anzur, have mercy on me. I made a mistake. His work should be done also. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him a negative command, that don't eat of this fruit, which is the forbidden fruit. He slipped up for nasiya, he forgot, but in his essence, in him, was the obedience of the love of Allah. And that is what is required. Ulama say that shaitan had three ayns. The ayn of ilm, knowledge. The ayn of ibadat, that he made Allah Ta'ala's ibadat so much. And he had the ma'rifat of Allah, irfan of Allah. But what he did not have, the ishq of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, he used this logic. A person of love doesn't use logic. He follows because of his love. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this incident many times from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that a king told a subject that jump in the water with your clothes on, but see you don't get wet. He didn't ask questions that how can you not get wet? If you go in the water, you have to get. He jumped in immediately. This is that ish. What command comes, I do it. I don't think, is this right? Must I do it now, later? All this ifs and buts and all that. For an ashik, there is nothing like that. He jumped in the water. The king told him, come out. He came out. I told you not to get wet. He didn't say, your head is right. That if you go in the water, you have to get wet. He said, maaf. Let make me maaf. This is what an ashik is, that he doesn't look at his logic. But today, unfortunately, as Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, all great ulama have exposed the few people who do wrong, whatever, and one group above them are those people who follow their logic. They don't see the command of Allah, they follow their logic. And that group is very much alive today. And unfortunately, they are in the ulama. The past also, all these, what we say, firaqe batila, the people who went astray, were not by the ordinary people. The ulama took them astray. They also, they were the knowledge, but they led them astray. And they used their logic. And they did not see the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So today also, unfortunately, there are many of those people who use their logic. But what we should do is that we should develop the love of Allah. And that is why we have contact with the Mashayikh. And this also, all of us know, we come here, many people object, what you going to do there? What benefit is in there? There's no benefit, they can't see. But that whatever degree Allah has given us, that we come, we are happy to come. We have got that love. We speak about the love of Allah Ta'ala. We want the love of Allah. We die for the love of Allah. So Allah has given that in us. We must increase it to such a level that we ask no questions. This we will find out, is it the command of Allah? Is it the command of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When that is established in front of Allah's command, what is my opinion? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was asked once that what is your opinion on this matter? He became very, very angry. He said, my opinion in the matter of deen? What you must ask me, what is Allah's command in this? What is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's command? Not what is my opinion. A deen is not a matter of opinions. That we, all people from the peanut gallery, all giving their opinion, and you make deen that. No, I think like this, and I think like that, and big discussions, and big ulama. I think this ayat means this, and I think this means this. Not our thinking. It is what Allah Ta'ala. So we should find out, is it the word of Allah? When it is absolute. On one occasion, in that realm of Allah Ta'ala, where there is no time, there isn't a sun. And with sun, the time is calculated, or with the moon. There is no calculation of time. For a period that we cannot measure. How long? Thousands, millions of years, but we can't measure it. Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam stood dumbfounded. Just completely awe-stricken, taken aback. So Allah Ta'ala asked them, what's wrong? Why are you people standing like this? And for how long? Only Allah knows. There is no measurement of time there. So they said that Shaitan was making your ibadat for so long. And what ibadat he made, how much knowledge he has got, how much of your marifat he's got, but he was rejected in your eyes. We don't know what our condition. That whether we are also accepted or whether we are rejected, we also make your ibadah. We fulfill all your commands, whatever you say, but we don't know what can transpire, what can come out later. So Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu hakada, remain like this. Have that fear in you all the time. So we should have this fear in us. Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah Ta'ala made for an inqilab, a great, great revolution, reformation of the Ummah, with Hazrat's kitabs and Hazrat's teachings and Hazrat's khulafa in the world, what they have done. But you should cry and cry deeply, and you should call the street sweepers of Medina Sharif. They from Pakistan, etc. And you should tell them, make dua for me, Allah give me more on Iman. You people are the honorable people whom Allah has chosen to clean the city of Medina. Allah has chosen you for a very honorable job. You are sweeping and keeping the city of Medina, the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clean. You got a very... They should come to Hazrat to benefit from Hazrat, to take his duas, to listen to his discourses, everything. But Hazrat should... And cry. And if we haven't seen, really if we should have seen Hazrat when he cried. Two people I saw, many other great buzurg, but what I saw. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, and Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, when they should cry, they were beyond themselves. No control of their body. When we laugh, we're rolling on our stomach, and we are laughing like that. They, when they used to cry, that was their condition. So Hazrat should cry for what? Allah must take me on Iman. The greatest worry, Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, what a great allama, what knowledge was he short of, but his worry of maut on Iman. And he advised that in the sunnahs of Maghrib, read, قُلْ عَوْضُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عَوْضُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, that your maut will come on Iman. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, 9 prescriptions he has given for mort on Iman. All the buzurgs are worried about that. But we are like indifferent. We don't even think of it. That my mort was, I'm worried about my car wash. That is much more important to me. I'm worried about some other small thing. Small things. My shoes didn't get polished today. And it's a big issue with me today. But our maut on Iman, the thought doesn't even come to us. That is what we should have. So anyway, so Shaitan was like that. And Shaitan also told that لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will come in always. I will come to everyone till his last moments of mort. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, a great, great alim. His famous tafsir and one of the major tafsir, Tafsir-e-Kabir. When his mort came, and he was a great philosopher, and he wrote a lot on philosophy. When his mort came, Shaitan came to him and asked him, do you believe in Allah? Of course I believe in Allah. What's your proof? And he had his proofs. He gave his proof. Shaitan, that alim who knows so much, he broke his proof. And he proved him that proof doesn't, there is not any proof. He gave another proof, 99 proofs. They're on the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan broke all of that. But because he had contact with his mashayikh, his sheikh, and he was worried about his islah also. He heard a sound from the unseen, his sheikh telling him that, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now what proof is Shaitan going to bring? And that is what our Iman. People also, we mentioned it, some people say that we must agree with everyone. That the Sahaba, they did not have any, they had their differences, but they had unity, which is a sweeping lie, false statement, lying through their teeth. And unfortunately, we don't pick it up, and we accept what they say. One foreign visitor in our country not long ago, in one masjid, said that the highest position of the Anbiya is of Ibrahim a.s. Now there must have been ulama also present, other people. How could they just accept it? It's a thing we should object to. The great, who doesn't know the greatest position is of Nabi alayhi salatu? More greater than him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. Musa alayhi salam, Kaleemullah. Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah. Great position. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the greatest, which Muslim doesn't know? But when they make such statements, we just get sort of taken away. So they say the Sahaba had not great differences, but they had unity. And just ask them a simple question, that the Jang-e-Jamal, the battle in which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was one side, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one side. Both of the Sahaba, great Sahaba. And a war was fought. And 13,000 Sahaba got shaheed in that. So where was that unity? They fought wars. Jang-e-Siffin. What Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, both are 100% true. Kulluhum udur. All are 100% correct and all are going to Jannah. There is no question. They had that, they deduced, they made their deduction, and on their complete sincerity, they felt this was right, the other group felt this was right. So they had their differences, but they didn't stay with unity. Nowadays, we speak about all the worst haram things. A new religion, the Abrahamic Accord, the world, one world, one religion. That Islam is equal to Christianity and Judaism. How can we accept that? And then they play the card of unity. We must have unity. And what does that unity mean? Agree with us. After you sing all the rubbish and the filth and dirt, somebody gives a bayan, and there were those people. Mahatma Gandhi, Allah make me maaf for taking his name, he should drink his own urine also. And he should say there's a lot of goodness in it. Now all that filth, and then you must agree with that person. A person is proving that stool is very good and healthy. You must eat stool. And now he says, must have agree with me. How can you agree with a person? You invited, or your own house, you invited people. Best biryani, roast is ready. All ready to eat. You don't have to go and reinvent it. You don't have to go and grow the rice and grow the sheep up and everything is ready. Now you leave that and you go to the toilet and you eat stool. And then you are expected, you must accept that. All the kufriyat of the kuffar, of the non-believers, today our ulama are promoting, must stay with peace and harmony with everyone. Or where they are bombing us, they are raping our women, small children. One incident in Afghanistan, these Americans came and they let their dog loose on the father. And the child also, he took offense to that. And then the dog bit him, his leg had to be amputated. The mother threw herself on the father to protect her. The dog bit her also to death. The father died, the child with one leg, he was alive afterwards. Now we must still have peace and harmony. We mustn't object to it. That is what they mean, peace and harmony. They can do what they want to us. The kuffar do that, we can understand. But then our ulama tell us, no, you mustn't do anything. You must stay with peace and harmony. How can you stay with peace and harmony with such people? The same alim, he reads the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Al-Ashidda'u al-Kuffar, Rahama'u bainahum. And then he doesn't talk about Al-Ashidda'u al-Kuffar. He only starts from Rahama'u bainahum. That the Sahaba had a lot of mercy among themselves for one another. 100%. But what Al-Ashidda'u? Not only they had differences, but Ashidda al-Kuffar, and how they treated the same battle of Siffin, the battle of Jamal, where the Sahaba, but when enemy wanted to exploit it, they say, we will join with our brothers and we'll fight you. So with the Kuffar, we must unite. So today when they call for unity, there is unity. Come to the ulama who are teaching you Sunnah and Hadith, who are teaching you to follow Allah Ta'ala, to prepare for Akhirah. You unite with them. Why are you calling them to unite with you on the batil, on the falsehood, on what the kuffar are teaching you? What the Abrahamic Accord is all the product of the White House of America. What they are teaching you. Why are you calling the ulama of truth to unite with you? You unite with them. Let us all unite on Quran and Hadith. Let us all unite on the deen of the Sahaba. And then we fight the kuffar. And Allah's help, Allahu Akbar. Indonesia, now lately, they have declared one day of the year a public holiday. As the Indonesian student, they say it was that day that the ulama of Indonesia with the madrasa student, they fought the British when the British came and wanted to overtake their country. And the object was to make them all Christians. And what did they fight them though? They came in those days with their helicopters and dropping bombs of helicopter, from their helicopters. Today they are in military also, they gone very far ahead. But those days with their helicopters, they say we fought them with bamboo sticks. And Allah gave us victory. And till today the ulama are honored that on this day the ulama and the students of the Darul Uloom, we fought the British and we our country got saved. And we expelled the British from here. So we have to follow the truth, not the batil. And then again, kalimatu haq, turida bihil batil. They use the right word, but for the wrong purposes. They use the wrong right argument, but to prove the wrong point. The evil point they try and prove. They say, for example, that we all must be united. So what they want? The unity on the wrong thing. We must be united. But wa'tasimu, Allah says, be united. Be very strong. Hold very firmly. Be very much united. But on what? Ala hablillah, on the rope of Allah. The Quran Sharif, the deen of Allah. Not you get united on falsehood and batil and things that take you away from Allah, that takes you away. So we must see. So Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala, gave him, and he said when he was now in that condition, he said that, Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, every person till his mort, till his last moment, I'll try and lead him astray. A person like Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains of his father, Maulana Yasin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his sakarat started before Fajr and he could hear him talking with Shaitan. Shaitan is there and Shaitan is telling him. He, Mufti Sahib, went for Fajr, came back and still he was engaging him. But so Shaitan won't leave any person. And he comes to every person according to his level. A housewife, in her house, no controversy, she know. She don't keep cell phone. She's just doing her ibadah. Shaitan will come to her in that way. And for an ordinary person, for grace ulama, Shaitan will come to them like that. You can be careful, mashayikh, you are not immune. Shaitan will try. Till your last moment, Shaitan will try with everyone. Till Qiyamah, he has taken a vow that I will try. But those people who are shakirin, who make shukr, Allah will protect them. And this Shaitan himself gave that remedy. That those who are mukhlisin, who got ikhlas. So we must make effort of ikhlas, and we must make effort of shukr. Then Shaitan won't be able, he will try, but he won't be able to interfere with us. One person told Shaitan that I want to be, he met him, then there are people who meet Shaitan, who meet Khidr Ali Salam. So he met Shaitan, he said, I want to become like you. He said, this request nobody put to me till today. You're the first person that how come nobody wants to become like me, you want to become? What prompted you? What makes you that you want to become like me? He said, no, I just came in my heart, I just want to be like you. So Shaitan also was overtaken by that. And Shaitan told him, do two things. Don't make namaz anymore. And always break your promises. Speak lies. And you'll become like me. So then he said, from today I'll make sure I don't miss a namaz. And I make sure I'll never break my promises. And I'll never speak. Shaitan said, till today nobody deceived me also. Nobody asked me for such a request, and after that, nobody deceived me. I got deceived also. Otherwise, the shaitan's bag of his tricks. Hey, what's a magician with his tricks? Or what are all the people who make jadu with all their jadu? What shaitan got, but he also got deceived. So shaitan will come. And he will come. Allah Ta'ala told that, oh shaitan, go down on the earth, that you will be enemies of one another. So that is going to be there. And Shaitan will always bring up people with the batil, with falsehood. That will always happen. And Allah Ta'ala says clearly, out of His mercy and kindness, He will make the righteous people also stand up to fight the batil. So what they are calling disunity are not from the ulama of haq. They start the falsehood.
Now must the falsehood just carry on? Allah says clearly, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضٌ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعٌ وَبِيعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٍ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ. All this, not only the masajid, even the monasteries, even the other synagogues, all will get destroyed. Nobody will take Allah's name. So Allah make the people of righteousness. This person, this Hindu, who wrote terrible things about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then who was chosen to go and kill him? That person, when he was still, he was getting ready, and he was getting cold feet, we will say, he was hesitating. He saw clearly in his dream, if you are not prepared, we'll choose somebody else. But Allah will make, there will be somebody to stand up for the truth. It comes from the hadith that for every century, Allah will send a reformer. And he will cleanse the ummah. And the people will think a reformer has come and is going to give us something new. But every reformer came and took them back to the old. Which Maulana Muhammad Panampuri Rahmatullahi used to explain, you are feeling thirsty in the city, in the town. Now for water, you go out of the town. You go out in the desert. In the desert, where are you going to get water? You are walking, and in the distance you see a mirage. It looks like water there, with the sunshine falling on the sand, and the mirage. Or today in our roads, when we're driving long distances, right on the tar road, fine, the distance looks like there's water on the road. And you think, there is the water, let me go there. When you come there, hatta idha ja'u, lam yajidhu shay'a, nothing whatsoever. And you can carry on walking till what you see, the horizon. And what is what we call the horizon? Where the sky meets the earth. You can walk the world around, but you won't find anywhere that the sky is meeting the earth. You will see it is all far away, the sky is far from the earth. It looks like there, the sky is meeting the earth. So you can walk around, you won't get water. If you want water, come back to the city. And you open one tap and water, treated water, clean water, good water will just rush out, will gush out. So much so. One good friend of ours, Allah give them all Jannah, who has passed away, he explained in Blumov, where he had his house, and outside he had this big paraffin drums cut in half, the 44 gallon, 200 liter. And he should fill water for the cows. When they come back from grazing, they should come and drink water. Say, sometimes when I used to forget, with the horns, they should hit the tap and let the water come out. So they also know, come back to the city, yeah, you'll get the right water. But man doesn't know. Man wants to go far away. So our progress is not to go ahead of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our progress is to go back to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to go back 1400 years. And we have to go to the city of Medina in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you won't find that city of Medina of 1400 years. You'll find it in the kitabs. So go to the kitabs and go to the city of 1400 years of Medina Sharif. Otherwise, the city of Medina in the 3rd or 4th century of Islam, one great buzurg was going for hajj, he was going for ziyarat, he was tired, sleeping. So he told the people, when Medina Sharif comes, wake me up. So when Medina Sharif came, they woke him up. When he looked around, he said, you brought me to the city of Fir'aun. This year, all these big, big buildings, that was 10 centuries ago, 12 centuries ago. And today, so the Ahlullah, they look at it differently. Today, what Medina Sharif is today, what funny things are happening, and now even worse. One person, there was a disco near the Haram of Makkah. He went and reported to the police, this noise is happening, we can't sleep, we have got no peace. They came and arrest him and put him in jail. And he's in a torture cell, not on religious grounds. That there's this noise of this disco and near the Haram of Makkah. And the noise that is there, and according to their standards and laws, noise, you can go and complain to the police. And they must tell those people that stop making. But they put him in jail. And now the poor person is going through what torture. For what a legal. And we must follow those people who are promoting all this. How can that happen? So anyway, so shaitan will always, and Allah will use people. So there will be always those people who will come and they will reform the ummah. They will cleanse. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. The bid'at that had come in the khanqahs and the mashayikh of tasawwuf, all the wrong, the false piri muridi and the wrong thing, how he purified it. Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the masters who were far from deen, who had nothing to do with deen, he brought them and made them die hearts of deen. And today they give their lives for deen. They make their children alim and hafiz, those who had nothing. So such great, great reformers always. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, through his writing, he made a revolution in the world. He brought a change. And all of them did not bring new things. All of them took us back to the old. So this is what we have to do. So new things will come. One time, Irbaz ibn Sariya, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a waj, bayan, and such a bayan that zarafat minha al-uyun, tears were just flowing from everyone's eyes. Wajilat minha al-qulub, hearts were trembling. Somebody told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this looks like a farewell sermon. What a bayan. How it is affecting us. What you want from us. What you want us to pledge to you. Tell us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, ala taqwa. I want you to stay with taqwa. Conscience of Allah. Fear of Allah. Not to break the commands of Allah. Ala sam'i wa ta'a. On obedience. Even if a black slave is made your amir. But you must obey him, whatever he says. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I've left you ala al-bayda, on a pure, white, clear, clear way I've left you. Nahalayduha ka nahariha. The night of that path that I've left in you, the night is like the day. In other words, no darkness in there. No twilight, pure, bright sunlight, clear path. La yaziqu anhu illa halikun. Nobody will make there, will turn away, go crooked, leave that, but only a person who is hell-bent on his own destruction. Otherwise, the deen of Islam is very, very clear. And the commands of Allah, Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, who doesn't know it? Muhammadur Rasulullah, who doesn't know it? And these people who say that you must get that differences, we must all unite. And they also play Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's bayan and say that our elders, they all were united. They had their differences, but they accommodated everyone. So again, kalimatu haq turida bihi al-batil. Who doesn't agree with one another? Yeah, in the madrasa, we got Maliki Imams. And the Maliki Imam, when he reads, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam, no sana. They're not permitted to read sana. And we have to read sana. Fatiha behind the Imam. Rafi Yadin, Amin Bil Jahar. We embrace all the Shafis. We make namaz behind them. We've got no problem. So ikhtilaf we accept. But now somebody they say that, oh, these people, yeah, they think they only got the truth. They only the ulama who got the truth. And they the only ones going to Jannah. And if we are right, all others are wrong. And they don't accept any differences of opinion. So in a matter of Tawheed of Allah, and somebody says, idol worship, Abrahamic accord. So now must you embrace him also. Differences which are valid, which are legitimate, all embrace them, no problem. But illegitimate, now it's bright daylight. Somebody says it's night now. You must say, yeah, it's right. Your viewpoint, we accommodate. There is ikhtilaf in this masala. Our viewpoint is day, your viewpoint is night, so it's all right. You say that he comes and he tells you, you're a woman. You say, yeah, I accept it. I know I'm a man, but your viewpoint is I'm a woman. So I accept. How can you accept that? The risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are 100%, we don't entertain a view that there can be another Nabi. They say, no, you must allow all other views also. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi clearly says, if a person claims nabuwat today, and you tell him what's your proof, you lose your iman. So there is no question. So they use the right argument, and they want to then say the wrong things in there. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. So anyway, this evil will always come, and Allah will use the people of Haqq. Allah says, and we see it in the tafsir,
the first few ayats of Tilka, third supara, that وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَخْتَلَفُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَخْتَتَلُ, that if Allah wished to, that Allah could have made all the people on one religion and all agree with one another and no differences between anyone, no ikhtilaf, unity with all, but Allah did not. If Allah wished to, all could have been on their different religions, on their different ways, but they should have accommodated all. We agree to disagree. We agree what you do your thing, I do my thing. Allah says, Allah didn't wish. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does as He wants to. Allah wanted the differences. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, see where the people of tasawwuf and hearts are open to Allah Ta'ala, what great, where their eyes go. Hazrat says that the battle of Uhud, where 70 Sahaba became shaheed one day, what was the purpose of that? Allah wanted the world to know that the people are prepared to give their lives in my love. 70 Sahaba, they're not people of the corporate world who we think are very big, or people of the ruling party of the government, that even on Eid day we call an atheist to give bayan to the Muslims, and he must stand there and he must give bayan. Not those people. Sahaba, whom Allah has praised in the Quran Sharif. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That the Sahaba was sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajireen wal-ansar. How many ayahs every Friday, let us listen to the khutbah that Sahabi? Allah, Allah, that is fear Allah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, fear Allah, fi ashabi, with regard to my sahaba. Don't take them for your motives and your objects. They are great people. The greatest after the Anbiya, the Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah made that 70 of those people write the love of Allah with the blood of their body. So much the love of Allah that Allah wanted the proof. So Allah wants that we must prove the love of Allah. When people stand up for batil, just as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, we get very gabrified, frightened when we go into the airports and the shopping areas and the banks and the women who say they are dressed but they are undressed. And what level? You'll pay for a bikini which is just two pieces of cloth. You'll pay more money than cloth to cover your whole body, just because it's a fashion. And when they wear the bikini, they'll say they are dressed, when they are undressed. And so when all that, your iman is at stake. How difficult your iman. So Hazrat says, don't be afraid. All you do, guard your gazes. In those places, Allah is giving out the certificates of iman. You just, that an-nadru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. Our gaze that we look at this haram is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Arrow of shaitan, very poisonous. Man tarakahu makhafati. In those areas, it is possible you control your gazes. You look down, and how beautifully Hazrat explained, and the system of Allah, to save yourself of all that, all you have to do is just look down. And don't make sure that you are not looking from the side of your eyes. You just look down, and all around you can be fitna, you will be saved. And the certificates of Jannah are being dished out there. So with all this fitness also, Allah made it, they are there. But you stand on the truth. And in these circumstances, your iman will be increased all the time. And you will be going ahead with your iman all the time. So this Allah brought this, so all the time this ikhtilaf will be there. It's the system of Allah Ta'ala, He wants it. And who can know the wisdom, who's got wisdom of Allah? We with our small little mind, not even small, we not even put for the peanut gallery, and we want to judge Allah Ta'ala. We'll tell one another, don't be judgmental. But we want to judge Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows His system. So we accept it. This will happen when all this truth, the falsehood will be there. Allah will always use the truth
for people will make them stand up and they'll fight the truth. Even if they don't want to, Allah will use them. And they will fight the falsehood. Allah will always keep that system. So these differences are there. We mustn't get worried about that. All the ulama must sit behind closed doors and sort out their differences, iron out their differences. No, nothing like that. It won't. It's not going to happen. They are going to be there. What is important? And I don't have to judge which alim is right or wrong. I must be more worried who I am following. Mind, what is my what's the condition of my iman? And we see who the ulama who are right and wrong. But just for our purpose, we don't have to get involved in all the debates. And it's so superfluous, so, such a waste of time. And shaitan works on us that you are doing haq, all the chat that come on your phone. And you have to reply. You can't resist. You are wasting your time. In that time, Rabi Abu Sariya was asked that how did to curse shaitan. She said, in that time, if I say subhanallah, that is more valuable to me. So in all the stress that we are getting involved in, that reply, or we just wasting our time. In that time, if we had more in front of us, we should have been preparing for more. One time, the Baqiyatu Salihat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are munjiyat, they are going to save you from the azab of Allah. They are muaqibat, they will be in front of you, behind you, protecting you. They are muqaddimat, they will go in front and prepare everything for you. Hunna al-baqiyatu salihat. One subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sahaba make amal every day equal to the Mount of Uhud. They say, who can do that? So great. Mount Uhud, how many miles the mountain range? What, how great it is. Who can make so much amal every day? Nabi alayhi sallam said, one subhanallah, more greater than the Mount of Uhud. One alhamdulillah, more greater. This is what we must get busy with. We haven't got time for this, we got time for all other things. And subhanallah, Hazrat Umme Hani, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam visit her, family member, old lady. She said that I'm born old. I can't make my ibadat and show me something which I can do. Just sitting here and I can do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read 100 times third kalima. Then for subhanallah, it is like you have given 100 horses fully equipped for jihad. Alhamdulillah, like 100 camels we have slaughtered for the poor. 100 times, like the slaves in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Arab slaves, the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have said, get busy with this. Where are we getting involved with all these things? Wasting. And then also remember, people, when they want to put you offline, they will attack you. And now instead of you doing what you have to do, you're busy replying to them all the time. And you're not going to get anywhere. You'll reply, they'll reply. You'll reply, they'll jawab, Allah jawab. Jawab, Allah, and no end to it. And you'll have arguments. Allahu Akbar. Somebody wanted to debate with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. So he told him, see, if we debate, one of the principles of debate is, if two people debate, who proves who wrong? Then that person must accept the view of the person who proved you wrong. That he proved me wrong, so I must accept what he says now. So, and that is not dependent on facts. That is dependent on the power of argument. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah explained to us when we were studying in Deoband, that time it was a major top news in the media that in the Hindu religion, the eldest son inherits everything from his father. He gets everything. So the youngest son, he put a claim in the court that I'm the eldest son. He's the youngest son, and he said, I'm the eldest son. So in the court, what is it? How you present your arguments? So he prepared his lawyer. So the lawyer explained to the court, to the magistrate, to the judge, that see, the eldest son, the money, the semen, it was right in front. He was born, I was at the best. I was there from how long before the eldest son. So I'm much more older than him. It made sense to the judge. And if we hear court cases, we will be shocked that what things they are. One person in the UK, he went and stealing a house. And then coming down the stairs, there was something lying on the stairs. He fell and he broke his neck or whatever it is. He made a court case against him. And the house people were found guilty of negligence. That how could they leave something on the steps and the poor crook, he got hurt. And how many other cases? So it is on the strength of your argument that who can argue better and who can present his arguments better. And that is in our deen also. One Sahabi also had a matter. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple minded, he just presented his case. And the other one presented his facts in his life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made decision in favor of that person. This person said that, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to prepare your case. You can't just come like that. You should have presented your case also. You're just sitting like that, you're doing nothing. No, present your case also. So we also, according to the acumen, the capability of a person, falsehood also he can present in a way that he can make wrong right and right wrong. So if that is the case, because of how you forcefully you present your argument, I have to accept what you say. Now we both accept, we are gone on your way. After some time, another person comes and he wants to debate with us. And he comes with another argument. So we'll have to leave this also, and we'll have to follow him now. So rolling stone gathers no moss. We will be all the time changing. No, on what our yaqeen is. One is imaniyat, what we have got. And one is the yaqeen of the heart. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, we have iman. Wa bil akhirati hum yuqinun. The iqan. And in Surah Al-Islam in Sajda, we take work from those people. The second rule, the last ruku. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah will take work from those ulama who will make sabr. They won't run after the other people. And those who have got iqan, Islam is the final religion. No Abrahamic accord, no new religion. This is the final religion. We don't follow no LGBT in whatever way you try and present it. We don't follow anything else. We are conservative. We are narrow-minded. We are in our cocoons of sunnah. That Allah Ta'ala says that be firmly onto sunnah. Be firm for Nabi alayhi salatu. No, that the ayat of the Quran. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْكَ. Be firm as you have been commanded on the earth. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْكَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And all who have accepted Islam, you also remain firm. And the explanation, in the riwayat of Hazrat Irbaz ibn Sariyah, that you will see ikhtilafan kathira, lot of differences you will see. Man ya'ish minkum badi, who will live after me, you will see lot of difference. Fa'alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnat al-khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Adbu alayha bin nawajis. Hold firmly on it with your back teeth. If you hold it from your front teeth, somebody can stir. In other words, very strong. Deen will come like you are holding burning coal in your hand. You make it light. You won't have to suffer. Don't be frightened. It's just light that it will be. You will feel like that. But you just be firm, Allah. And whoever will make sacrifices for deen, Allah will make it our azan carry on. If today we say, no, I don't want to fall in controversy, and I don't want my name to come in anywhere, azans will get closed, masjids will get closed, and women won't be able to be in parda. They will be paid to be naked, and to wear clothes they will be fined. If we don't make the sacrifices, we must stand for our deen, we stand for the truth. One good alim, in charge of a great affair of deen, so other two alims phoned him and told him that, see, don't take sides. You must remain neutral. So he says, must I not take sides with the truth, with the people of truth? I mustn't take sides with them. I must remain neutral. So I told him, you should have added, and the people of batil and falsehood, mustn't I reject them? But they remain neutral in between. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula.
I don't belong to this side and I don't belong. I'm neutral. And people have treated that it's an achievement to be neutral.
You are those people that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you come to a certain people with one face and you go to other people with another face, the munafiqeen, when you want to stay neutral.
No, stand with the people of haq and completely reject the batil.
If we don't do it, time will come, Allah save us, our masjids will get closed.
Azans won't be allowed. We won't be allowed to make namaz. In India now, you cannot make namaz in any public place. On a railway station, in the train, at the airport. Only in the masjid or at home. And this is all, we don't have to be so worried about that. And we don't have to curse them. This is because they see namaz has got power. And it's attracting people to Islam. The woman's dressing has got power. The sunnah dressing has got power in it. It's attracting people. That's why they're fighting it. This is all. Just like Maulana Thami rahmatullahi said, when I came to know that people are angry with me and my bayan, and they're criticizing me, I became very happy. That was proof I was on the truth. If I'm here, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, when we find somebody who is on very good terms with his neighbor, we suspect him of mudahanat, that he's not telling them the truth. All of us make mistakes. And when you tell somebody, and when it touches the very delicate cords, you become enemy of that person. And one good friend told me, he said that what you're saying about the sport, 100% correct, but very bitter pearl to swallow. The way we love the sport, I can't accept it. But I know what you are saying is the right thing. What is the truth. And when you say it, you must get enemies. And you must make sure you have enemies. And when the enemies are from the Ahle Batil, no problem whatsoever. If they're from the Ahle Haq, listen carefully. Even if it's anonymous, am I right, am I wrong, which direction am I going? But the Batil people, they have to, and that is a sunnah and certificate that you are on the right and you should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. See, also as long as a person is a salih, a pious person, good person, ibadat he makes, akhlaq, good character, treating everyone well, everyone loves him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as he was tawheed all his life, complete tawheed. And he helping out the poor, the needy, the old woman doing their work, how they loved him. They called him As-Sadiq, they called him Al-Amin. When they rebuild the Kaaba Sharif again, they called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He came to put the Hajar Aswad on his place. They had the greatest regard. But when he became a Muslim, now to correct the people. And he corrected them on the vital cords which hurt them the most. The idol worship. When now what they called him? Majnoon, na'uzubillah. Sahir, Kazzab. All funny titles. You are still the same person. But because when a person touches you on your very delicate, what you love very much, you love this dunya's education. Your life is for a matric certificate. Your life is for all the university degrees. Your life is for your sports. Your life is for your business. And your person touches you there, then you become very angry with that person. Before that person, very good person. Very pious also. But you touch them on those points, and that is, the Quraysh came to Nabi, the Kuffar, that you, one day we'll worship your Allah. One day you worship our idol. You don't speak bad about our idol. We won't speak bad about your Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one time they came to his uncle, and they told him that your nephew is gone beyond limit. Now your protection you have given him, we will regard that also. We are going to kill him. So he called, he said, my nephew, please have mercy on me. The Quraysh have put lot of pressure. There's also people putting pressure. And unless pressure, that doesn't mean anything. We must make the people happy. Mustn't we make Allah happy? So they are putting lot of pressure. And I can't now support you anymore. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with tears in his eyes, started walking away. Called him back. He said, my son, you carry on. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said before that, you can put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my left hand. My mission, I cannot
Jivita. What the truth is, I will maintain the truth. And so that is how we have to go. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has made it very clear our path. And yeah, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala explains that وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those people whose niyat is dunya, to please the government, to see, to make the people happy. And if you want to make the people happy, you are mutawalli of a masjid, and you want to cater for everyone, then you can open a catering business. Your job is, you're not fit for a mutawalli. And if you want to accommodate everyone, put out some flesh and accommodate the people there. Masjid is not to accommodate everyone. And we have to entertain everyone. You're going to do some other entertainment business. The masjid is not for entertainment business. The masjid here is to see, if you're a mutawalli, the imam, to see not your command, not what you want to, what Allah has made you responsible, to see that the commands of Allah are enforced. You are too much under pressure from the public. They are putting you under pressure. So aren't you under pressure from Allah to see that His command? And if you can't do your job, resign. If you can't fulfill Allah's job, so you're not fit for that job. You are not there to make the people happy and to keep the peace and the harmony in the town. Now the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ. Only don't even make your fathers, don't even make your brothers awliya, your friends. In istahabbu al-kufra al-iman, when they love kufr over iman, and all the levels of kufr, kufrun duna kufrin, all the levels of kufr, the different, if they prefer that, you don't follow them. And the greatest rights of a person is of his parents, and then his ustad, and then his shaykh and mashayikh. So right, Allah handled this matter from the root of the parents. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. Your parents also, if they force you, they put pressure on you. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ. To make shirk with Allah. And any time of disobedience, لَا تَعَاتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعَصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. Your parents also tell you, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them in the wrong. And as far as dunya, they need your support and help. وَسَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Dunya matters, you treat them well, etc. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. But who you must associate, who you must make friends with, who you must socialize with, those people who follow my path. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. My path. So these people of this dunya, who all want the glitter and glamour, that sports field in the World Cup, how it is laid out there, the greenery and the whole stadiums and everything, it catches you. And you can't seem to come out of it. All the other things, you have some disco show, some dish show. Allahu Akbar, Allah save us. That one person, an imam of the masjid, making asr namaz most probably, his phone rings. And what is the musical tone? One person, he heard it like Qawwali songs. The imam, and he's got Qawwali. Another person heard it, and he said, looks like this, black people's music. Their music. And the imam. And it's not condemned also. It's one thing that happened. We have become so insensitive. The imam on the musalla, and from his phone this is coming. And we are so insensitive to all these things, and we accept all this. No, we have to stand up. So all these people who want this dunya, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. What did they say? يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. If we also could only have رَال تَفَكْتِ هَي. That is, from the side of your mouth, all the saliva comes up. Oh, what he's got. Aish. What a life, what wealth he's got, how his life is. This is what we have to go. They all wanted that. And Qarun was the close family member of Musa alayhi salam. He was a hafiz of the Torah. And he was a great Ali. And he was a confidante of Musa alayhi salam. But because he had to give his zakat, and he was finding that very hard, he went over to the side of Fir'aun.
And Firaun made him in charge of the Banu Israel, Bani Israel. And then he made a lot of zulm on them also. So these people who want this dunya, innahu lazu hazzin azim. He has given, what he's been given, so much. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم, but the people who had knowledge of Quran, which is the greatest knowledge. A young girl, worker, 19-year-old in Karachi, she can't read Quran Sharif, but 1 hour she sits with her Quran Sharif every day. And she's looking at it, and who she's working for, who got a novel in her hand. She said, this girl, in her simplicity, dropped bombs of hidayat on me. And then I realized where I stand. So this Quran Sharif, those who have got the knowledge, and here ulama have written a beautiful point, and very important also, ulama must be more particular, that we must not follow the ways of the dunya. One place I slept, Alim's house, and his bedroom, the toilet, the dressing room, and there was something else, so difficult to walk till they're so big. His bedroom more bigger than my whole house. And ulama today, what kind of houses? You have an ulama gathering somewhere, bayan for ulama, and see the cars of the ulama. The ulama particularly must be more particular. Ulama, heated pools we got. And our houses, double-story houses, we have to be more particular where we go, our holidays, how our dressing is. We have to be more particular, this ayat teaches us. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, they must not follow in the ways of the rich people, which is permissible also. They are rich, they doing, but ulama must be more particular. So what did they say? وَيْلَكُمْ, oh, what a pity on you. Where is your brain? Today also we say, where are the brains of the people? ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ, the rewards of Allah. Turn to Allah. Where are you going for this dunya? Temporary. Nothing this dunya has got to offer. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. You need the quality of sabr. Otherwise temptations will be there. Your children, we see the neighbor's children, what they are playing with, how they are dressing. Teach your children also to have sabr. فَخَسَفْنَا, then what the result was? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ, Qarun and what he had, and his palaces, we made it sink into the ground. He was completely destroyed. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةِ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونَ, no one to help him after that. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ, nobody to help him, nobody to seek help from, nothing, completely destroyed. Then, وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانُوا بِالْأَمْسِ, those who are wishing, رَعَلْ تَفَكْرَيْسِكَلْ, that what he's got, we must be like that also. Now they came to their senses. And he said that, يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَيَقْدِرُ, Allah gives this dunya to whom He wants to. That is not the criteria. Iman is the criteria. Deen is the criteria. لَوْلَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ, if Allah did not make fazal on us, we should also have been in their condition. We should also have sunk with Him in the ground. So our way, the way of the Anbiya, kuffar look at dunya with the eyes of dunya. Smart house, smart car, living it up. That is the kuffar. Mu'min looks at dunya with the eyes of akhirat. How I can prepare for akhirat? What I can send for my akhirat more? Mu'min's eyes, we look at things completely different. What the kuffar do and what the mu'mineen do are worlds apart. We can't live like them. And we can't accommodate them. And we can't accept them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, remember, Allah will not make the kafir successful. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, your place, make your object of your life, the akhirah. That is what we must strive for. Not this dunya, the temporary things of this dunya. That is the person who hasn't even got a small mind. Small mind amuse small people. Even in Jannah, people who are so much after the Hurul Een, the food and the palaces, they also still got small minds. Those who will go for Allah, in Haziratul Quds who go, who all the time will just be seeing Allah, that enjoyment is far above that. Where is this dunya's halal wife?
You allowed four wives you want to have. You can have 1,000 slave women, permissible. But that is nothing. And the haram is right out of the question. And today the way we are going for the haram, a person is invited by his family member, a alim, prominent alim, and he having a bride. And in the bride, live qawwali. And Qawwali artists are going to be there. He takes the precaution, he said, make sure there is no drone and no photography. Now no photography, because he will be exposed. But otherwise, photography, we are in the front all the day. Cameras are flashing from all sides. All the time the TV cameras are there and the videoing. But this time, no drone must be there and no photography. And we ulama attending such functions, where are we going and heading? We have to see where we are, which direction we are going. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Mort is coming. We don't know who's going to be living till even we make the dua finish. And mort can come to us. Where and mort, the qabr, that's life. And that is till ila yawmi yub'athun. And then qiyamah day is not a joke. Eh? We don't want to even think about it. Amusing ourselves with the stupid things of this dunya, and we put dunya akhirat out of our mind. Mu'min, everything he does, akhirat is in front of him. What will be my condition if I do this, if I don't do this? What will be my position in akhirat? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, accept us all.